Homeschool families are often judged by the first impression they make. On today's Homeschool Heartbeat, host Mike Ferris talks with June Hines Moore, author of The Etiquette Advantage, about the importance of being gracious in manner and behavior.
June, we've discussed your etiquette material on Homeschool Heartbeat in the past, and it's great to finally have you here in person. Welcome to our program.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be with you.
If I'm at a nice dinner and my 2-year-old son dumps a plate of food in my lap, how should I respond?
Well, your first response would be a terrific reaction, I'm sure. But we need to remember the golden rule. We want to treat the child as we would want to be treated. If this is an accident, then we need to treat it that way. If it's just playfulness, at 2 years old, it could be either one. But this is not the time to discipline the child, especially in front of other people.
Can you give me an example of a distinction between etiquette and manners?
Well, let's say that I go to someone's office and he says, "Oh, Miss Moore, we surely do need a lot of etiquette talk." Well, he has mispronounced the word of a subject that I teach, and I would like for him to know how to say it correctly. But I must not correct him. So what I do in that situation is just use the word etiquette every time I talk about manners rather than use the word manners. And sometimes he corrects himself. But we have to be gracious and accept them where they are in their knowledge of the rules.
Does your child know how to answer the phone properly or how to introduce a guest to a Sunday school teacher? Get a jump start on teaching good manners in your homeschool with advice from June Hines Moore. For more information about her books on etiquette, visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com. And if you'd like to receive Homeschool Heartbeat's daily email transcript, visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.